Welcome once again. It's time for another, the only show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach Doug Gefeller.
Hey, Paul. Glad to be here in studio with you today, and welcome to today's episode of the Coaching Perspective Radio Show. I'm your host, Doug Gefeller. I'm a Master Certified Coach by the International Coach Federation, and I've been coaching leaders and their teams for 21 years, helping them to clarify their objectives and reach their goals. If you'd like to know more about my coaching services, just go to the website, thecoachingperspective.com. Well, our topic for today is networking, and if you've been following our newsletter, you're probably surprised to hear me talking because we had someone else scheduled to do it, and, you know, life happens, things go on, and people have problems, and anyhow, I'm filling in today for our guest that was scheduled, but we're still going to talk about networking. What comes to your mind when you hear the term networking? Is it a sense of dread, or is it your favorite thing to do? Do you do it because you like it, or does your job just require it? You know, most people think of networking as an activity with the goal of what can I get out of this event or this person. They forget that the real purpose of networking is to build a relationship that offers a mutual opportunity for both parties to prosper. So let's take a look at networking, what it is, how to do it, some of the cautions, and you know, this is one of those topics that everybody says, oh, yeah, I know how to network. But when you get right down to it, are you doing it the right way? Could you do it a better way? So let's first, and I'm going to mention this a number of times today, the purpose of networking is to build relationships that offer a mutual opportunity for both parties to prosper. What you're looking to do is to make acquaintances and share information. You're looking to establish contacts with people with common social and or business interests. And you're looking to exchange ideas, information, and contacts. You know, networking is a life skill. And what do I mean by a life skill? I mean that master networkers are individuals who realize that this is not just something you do when you want something. That you are constantly making strong connections, key word here, following up, keeping in touch, identifying and making contact with spheres of influence and forming win-win strategic alliances. So networking is not sales. Now, you may be using networking as a bridge to a sales conversation. You may be using it as a bridge to a purchasing conversation. There's lots of things you can do in your networking, but networking itself is about creating a relationship. It is about getting to know someone and sharing information. What you want to do is you want to personally connect. You want to maintain that relationship. You can't just go to a cocktail event, meet somebody, and expect that you're then going to get referred sales or get a special deal or whatever. You know, 2 weeks from now, probably a lot less. They won't remember who you are. They won't remember what you look like. You have to follow up. You have to follow up immediately to start to create that relationship, and you have to continue to follow up. Good networkers have what they call a SIT program. Stay in touch, S-I-T. This means that once I've been to a networking meeting and I've met Paul, when I come back, his name and his contact information goes into my file, and now I make sure that I stay in touch with him. Now, how do I stay in touch with people? Lots of different ways. Some people you might stay in touch with by just putting them on your newsletter, and now they get your newsletter whenever it goes out. Some people, you might stay in touch with them by going to their LinkedIn site or their Facebook site or their website or wherever they live in terms of social media and making comments, reading what they're saying, making comments back, offering information. You know, sometimes the way you stay in touch is putting it on the calendar that you want to send them a birthday card. You want to send them a happy wedding anniversary card. Lots of things. Whoever got upset because somebody sent you a birthday card? It doesn't happen. The other way you stay in touch is you have to continue to add value to the relationship. How do you add value to a relationship? The way you add value is by giving things, by giving information that the person on the other end of the relationship can use or can need. It's by sharing a book that I think you might be interested in. It's by sharing a website that I think you'd like to go visit. It's by letting you know that there is a new event going on and it sounds like this would be of interest to your business and to you. You know, it's less, networking is less about meeting new people than it is about having them remember you after you've met them. That's key. It isn't an event, it is a process. And that's the big mistake that we all make in networking. We think, oh, I've got a network today, 6 o'clock, Center Club, get acquainted, cocktail party, take business cards, be sure to be there, move and work with the room, talk to lots of people, don't talk to just the people I know, talk to new people, and then I'm done, I can go home and I check it off my calendar and go, I'm done networking. No, that was just the start of the process. You know, there's some laws that you have to follow in networking. There's the law of abundance, the law of reciprocity, and the law of giving without expectations. What do we mean in terms of the law of abundance? This means there's plenty of opportunities for everyone. There's lots of clients, there's lots of customers, there's lots of jobs, there's lots of places to go network. Don't ever think that there is no place to go network. You just haven't put the effort into finding those places. The law of reciprocity, what is it? It means what you give comes back tenfold. If you give out help, you get back help. If you give out love, you get back love. You give out information, you get back information. You know, the challenge, of course, is that for you is that giving is instant in the short term, and the receiving may not happen for some period of time. So be patient. The law of reciprocity says you will get back benefits greater than what you gave, but not instantaneously. And the last law, the law of giving without expectations, this is when you go to a networking event, when you enter into a new relationship with no preconceived expectations, tit for tat, you know, I'm going to help you, you help me, I scratch your back, you scratch my back. That is not what networking is about. Networking is about giving openly, honestly, and hey, it would be nice to get something back, but it isn't required, and I don't expect. Why do people network? Let me give you some reasons I've jotted down here, and let's play a true or false question here. Why would you network? To sell your product or services? False. Networking might lead you to a sales situation, but remember, the reason you're networking is create a relationship. Would you network to recruit people? True. I'm looking to add people to my network. I'm looking to meet new people. Would you network to enroll help from someone? False. They may help me, but that's not my end objective. My beginning objective is how can I help them? Would you network to find new resources? Yes, that's true. Would you network to make more social connections? Yes, that's true. Would you network to find a job? False. You may meet people that might help you find a job, but the purpose of this conversation, of creating this relationship, is to have a relationship. Would you network to purchase a new product? False. Same reason. Would you network to share knowledge? Yes, it's a giving thing. Would you network to gain knowledge? Yes, you're going to listen and find out things from other people. You know, we like curious people. We like people who want to know what we want to know. Is networking about new business opportunities? False. It may be there, but it's not the goal. Remember relationships. Is it to gain an introduction to someone you know or to get invited to someplace you want to go? No. Maybe that will happen, but remember, we're here to give, not to take. Is it to share common interests? Absolutely true. Keep those things in mind because we so often start our networking efforts with the wrong end goal in mind. So what are the things that are required to really be a good networker? You've got to communicate. You've got to connect with people. This means that you need to develop your listening skills. You know, you know what they say, that you have two ears and one mouth so that you can listen twice as much as you talk. People think you're a great conversationalist if you say nothing and you listen to them and let them talk. You need to use people's names. If you forgot their name 10 seconds after you've been introduced, I do that frequently. Or, like me, if you can't read the tiny print on their name card, ask them again. Nobody's going to be insulted because you say it. But they're going to be insulted when you walk away and go, hey, guy, it was great meeting you. Hey, gal. You know, because they know you're filling in the fact that you don't remember their name. Remember what they're saying. You cannot remember what goes on in the conversation if you aren't devoted to listening. Ask them questions. Asking questions shows that you've been listening. And they've got to be questions that apply to what the person's talking to, not some abstract list you've got in your back pocket of questions that you're going to ask which don't apply to me personally. You're there to learn about them. And remember, not everyone is going to like you. Not everyone is going to want to talk to you. So if they're not interested in you, move on. Remember, there's lots of people to talk. And don't view networking event as an entitlement program to corner people and bully them into answering questions that you have. This is a privilege that you get to meet them. One of the ways in which people will remember you is by giving them recognition. You know, everyone likes to be valued, appreciated, and recognized. They like to be treated as people, not as prospects. You know, there's a term I read that's talk about good mouth people. Good mouth people. That means go out of your way to pass on third-party compliments. You know, that's me walking into the radio station today and saying, hey, Paul, our guest last 2 weeks ago, man, did they walk out of here impressed with the way you run the radio station. Paul's going great. Is my conversation with Paul, who I see every week, a networking event? Yes, it is. Networking is anytime you're communicating with somebody. Yes, we can go to events where the whole goal of the event is to network and meet new people. But don't think that networking is limited to events. It's anytime you're talking to people. And master networkers have conversations about the whole person, not just the job you do. You know, there was a person I knew, and I would see them around for years. And every time I saw them, I could tell you, I could bet $100 on what the first thing out of their mouth was going to be. The first thing they said is, hey, Doug, how's the tennis game going? Because the only thing they knew about me was that I played tennis. That's where they met me. That's where they saw me. And they never took the trouble to find out anything else about me. Give recognition. Let people know you're interested in them as a person. How do you empower other people? Give them your soul focus. We've all been at those networking meetings when somebody comes up, introduces themselves to us, and they're talking to us. And you realize suddenly that they're not looking at you. They're looking over your shoulder, seeing who else is coming in the room. And then they see somebody that they think is more important than you, and they right away end the conversation and rush over to talk to that other person. You've just lost an opportunity forever. Give people your sole focus. If you're there to talk to them, listen, pay attention, be involved in this conversation. Now, if it's a networking event, that doesn't mean that you have to stay with that one person for the whole hour or 2 hours of the networking event. But it means you don't people hop just to collect business cards. Remember, what is your goal in having this conversation? My goal in talking to Paul for the first time is to find out from Paul, what do you need, Paul, that I might be able to help you with? Because if I can find out a little bit about him, get to know him, encourage him to talk to me, and identify something that I could help him with, refer a book, refer a website, he will then remember. He will be more likely to remember me because I helped him in some way. You help everybody unconditionally. You don't just help the people that you think can give you back the most. You want to help them all. Well, you know, I mean, many times I'm asked to coach people or I'm involved in a coaching engagement and they tell me, you know, I've got to go to this networking event that the boss is sending me to. I hate networking events. And I ask them, what stops you from networking? Why are you so afraid of networking events? The fear of rejection. I might walk up to somebody and they don't want to talk to me. Yeah, they might do that. It would be rude and they would be missing an opportunity. But it might happen, and guess what? You'll recover, move on to the next person. What else stops you from networking? Well, I have nothing to say. I'm not a very interesting person. Who would want to talk to me? Guess what? The person that wants to talk to you is they want to talk to someone who's going to listen to them. So you don't have to know a lot. You have to be able to listen and ask questions that are appropriate for the conversation, not stock questions that you have in your back pocket. You may be uncertain of the involvement that you're going to have. You know, all these people are strangers. I came into the conversation late. I'm not sure how to get involved in the discussion. Well, guess what? You didn't prepare before the networking event. If I'm going to a networking event for a group of engineers, I at least need to go onto the website of the company that's hosting the networking event and find out a little bit about them. And who might be at the meeting? And can I find out a little bit about those people? And what might be things that I know that they might be interested in? What areas would we have in common? What do I have to offer? Oh, gee whiz, now you just gave me another reason why you don't want to network. Doug, that sounds like a lot of work. Yes, it is a lot of work. You don't go play baseball, basketball, football, or anything else without preparing. You put on the right equipment. You change your dress leather shoes into football shoes or basketball shoes. You know, you go to a networking event, you prepare, get the right equipment. And the other reason people don't like to network is they don't think they have any value. They don't think that the conversation will have any value. What do I hear all the time? Doug, I'm just not good at small talk. I hate small talk. Well, guess what? If your networking is all about small talk, it's because of the questions you're asking. What are you contributing to the conversation to make it larger talk, not small talk? If you're prepared and you're going to this event and you know who's most likely to be there, what their background is, what things they might like, what industry they're involved in, where their company's located, where their office is located, you know, then all of a sudden you can go there and talk about, you know, hey, I've been in your building. Hey, guess what? I've used engineers before. I've never had good luck. Why is that? So what are some of the best practices that good networkers really stick with? Well, one, it's a lifestyle. I am always networking, not just at events, but anytime. You know, I was walking across the street today and the wind was blowing really hard and there was a woman with long hair and it was just whipping all around. And I thought, what a great opportunity. I can say, hey, isn't this a great day to have long hair? And maybe she'll want to strike up a conversation. Maybe she'll just keep going. But I could meet another human being. I'm not looking to sell anything. I'm not looking to buy anything. I'm just looking to meet and as many people as I can. And I value my network contacts. That means I don't turn over my list of people or, you know, to those guys that call us at night at 5 o'clock when we're sitting down for dinner that want us to refinance our house or change our cable network. Protect your network contacts. I want to make a heart-to-heart connection. That's one of my best practices. I'm not interested in meeting you and maintaining our relationship because what I can get, it's because I think you're an interesting person. I arrive armed and ready. We talked about that. I befriend the gatekeepers. Boy, is this critical. Went to a new office building to meet with some people the other day, a really nice high-rise office building here in Orange County. Went up to the 14th floor. You know, beautiful building, beautiful view out the window. And there's the reception desk with two receptionists sitting there. They are fully armed and ready to get rid of me. And it's like, okay, Doug, what can I do to create a conversation here with them? Man, is there a better place to park than where I parked? I had a hard time finding a parking place. I'm not complaining. I'm trying to strike up a conversation. I want them to remember me. Maybe they need a business card. They go, who are you here to see? What's your name? Hand them a business card. Don't be so stingy with those business cards. You want to just hand them out to the used car dealers? Hand them out to everybody. You know, be generous with information. Find people to network that you can admire. Let's talk about a slightly different definition of the word network. We've talked about networking, which is the act of getting to know people. But let's talk about what a network is, the noun of a network. Do you have a network of people? Do you have a network? Do you keep track of the people that you've met, friends, associates? people that are customers, people that are prospects, people that are buyers, people that are vendors. Do you keep track of people? Do you have a stay-in-touch program with those people? That's your network. Can you build your network? And if it's your network, you're always on your best behavior with those people. You know, are you fulfilling the role of an attractor rather than an aggressor? In my network, I want to attract people who want to be part of my network, who want to get on my mailing list, to get my emails, to get my newsletter, to get the updates on my website, because they're attracted to what I'm doing, not because I'm super aggressive and pushing it down their throat. Being a good networker and having my own network is a way to build my leadership skills. You know, I'm not in charge of these people, but guess what? Managers are in charge. Leaders create reasons for people to want to follow you. Having a network is a great way to have friends. People talk about their network. I know a high school buddy of mine that stays in touch after, I'm not going to tell you how many years, but it's a lot of years, with everybody that we went to high school with. If I want to know anything about those guys, I can call Ed and he will be able to tell me who's sick, who's healthy, whose grandkids are doing this or that, because he makes an effort to stay in touch with everybody. And you know what? He doesn't just call me up and say, Doug, are you still alive? He calls me up and he wants to have a conversation. Doug, do you have 10 minutes? Let's catch up on what's going on. What are you doing? Are you happy with what you're doing? He's not searching for anything in particular. He just wants to get to know me better, to share information. Well, how do you create that kind of network? You know, you can start by making a list of all your friends, all your business associates, all your customers, current and past. Just because somebody is no longer buying from you or using your services doesn't mean you take them off your network. Maybe they'll buy from you next year or 3 years from now. Maybe their circumstances will change and they'll refer you to somebody that will become your best customer. Being a networker is collecting people. You know, just like some people collect stamps and baseball cards, you're going to collect people. And when you collect these people, you need to find out what their needs are. And you need to keep that need list updated. You need to think of ways to communicate with them on a regular basis. You know, maybe it's calling them on the phone. At one time, I had a fairly large coaching practice, and there was roughly 60 people that I would touch on a coaching basis every month. And if you added to this other people, I made up a list of 100 people that were within my close network that I wanted to talk to on a regular monthly basis. And so I made up a list. I was curious about this. I made up a list and I created all the names and little boxes. Did I talk to them on the phone? Did I send them an email? Did I comment on their website? Talk to them through Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever. All, you know, did I see them? Did we go to lunch? Whatever. So there was 5 or 6 ways, I don't remember what they all were, of how I could have connected with them. And every day I would put a little check as to, hey, I saw Paul and I saw him, or Paul and I talked on the phone today. And after a month or so, what I realized was out of those 100 people, there were probably 20 that I kept in touch with on a regular basis, multiple touch points every month. I thought I was doing a good job in keeping in touch with everybody, but some were easier to get a hold of than others. Some were more interesting than others. Some were more fun than others. Some were easier to talk to than others. Some I felt more confident reaching out to them than others. And once I had this checklist and realized that 80% of that list wasn't being nurtured and valued, then I started getting more deliberate about, okay, which 20 people am I going to touch this week in some way? Check them off the list. Pick another 20 for next week. You have to be deliberate. Is this manipulative? No, I'm not going after them to get something. I just want them to not forget me. I want to know what's up with you, Paul. Is there something new going on that I could help you with? You know, we talked before the show. Paul's working on a new website. Hey, do I have a resource that might be helpful? Okay. nothing that I want out of it. It's just a matter of sharing. Think about your network in that terms. What do I want out of the network? Do I just want to meet interesting people? Do I want people that only I can sell to? Do I want to keep in touch with my high school buddies? What am I looking for out of the network? Who am I trying to connect with? What group or kinds of people do I want in my network? And why do I want them? Is it because we have something in common? Is it because we belong to the same club? Is it because I'm looking to break into their group? Whatever it is that I'm seeking, I have to define it exactly to myself, or it will never sound clear to the person I'm trying to connect with. Let's recap a couple of things here. Value. I want to make sure I give value. Not facts. I want to give value to the people I'm talking to so that in each conversation, I have contributed something of value to them. I want to be clear on the goals of what I want or what I can give are. Knowledge. I want to get to know them. I want to gather information about them. There is a person that I see every once in a while, and I almost cringe when I see them because they are really interested in me. I say that because they must be interested in me because they ask me nonstop questions like a machine gun. And as soon as I finish answering one, they're off to the next question. They never comment on anything I ever said. They just ask questions. It's like being out on a tennis court with a ball machine. Just keep firing at me with no break. No comments about, good shot, Doug. Or, hey, hold your racket a little different. Or step back a little different. Or put your weight into it. No, they're just a routine ball machine. I don't like talking to ball machines. Find people that you can create with. Think of stories that you can share with them. What kind of stories might interest this person or that person? Think of things that I might have in common, places we've been, traveling that we've done. Again, making friends, getting to know people, isn't a passive sport. It is an active sport. You need to have a plan about how I'm going to connect with people, how I'm going to stay in touch with them, what kind of things can I possibly help them with. I need to practice because I'm not a good natural, individual speaker. When I walk into a room and everybody else is standing there talking, I think, I'm the only one here that doesn't know everybody. What am I doing? Why did I come to this? Why didn't I stay home and watch television? I need to practice. So if I'm not comfortable, at least I look like I'm comfortable to everybody else. I need to be aware of the time, not monopolize their time, but move on. I need to not slobber all over them just because they're famous or their name was in the paper or they're really well-known in the community. Don't act as if you have nothing of value to offer. And I need to know what is my 30-second commercial. What do I want to share with them? The way to get people to share with you is you have to be willing to share first. You kind of set the level of information that this conversation is going to be about. If I walk up and start talking to you about the weather, then we're going to have a small talk conversation. If I walk up and start talking to you about my belligerent attitude about politics, we're going to have a political conversation. But if I walk up to you and talk about some story, something funny, something interesting, something that's going to spur the conversation that I think you can contribute to, then that's going to go a long ways. I need to be really clear on why I'm making the connection, how I'm going to make the connection, what they're going to get out of this relationship. That's it. Networking. It's all about being active. It's not a passive sport. Am I an expert on it? No way. Do I enjoy it? Well, it isn't my favorite way to spend time, but I do it enough that it isn't painful. It does produce results. I do enjoy meeting new people, and I am constantly adding to my network of people that I know, that I think are interesting, that I can give value to. You want more information on how to do this? Here's a book for you, Jeffrey Gitmore, Gitmoer. He's got a book called The Little Black Book of Connections. It is hysterical to read. It's an easy read. It's very interesting format. He's got little red books, little black books, little green books. He's written on lots of different subjects. But I think my favorite of all the books I've read of his is his Little Black Book of Connections. Another one by Stephen Van Yoder is Get Slightly Famous. A little different level, a little more serious read, but hey, they're both good resources if you want to learn more about networking. Well, I think that's it for today. I appreciate you tuning in to the Coaching Perspective Radio Show. I hope that we've added to your knowledge about networking and that you've enjoyed the show today. As always, our goal is always to have discussions that provide you with new ideas and information that you can put to use immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Be sure to visit our website, thecoachingperspective.com. While you're there, go to the radio page. Look at the shows for the last 7 years of some great guests and interesting topics. I'm sure some of them will be of interest to you and will give you resources and information and perspectives that maybe you didn't have before. Well, I'll be back next week, and we are going to be, hopefully we'll have a guest. I know we'll have a guest. I talked to Diane Halfway, and she's going to be here talking about a number of topics, one of which is going to be how to handle that huge to-do list that we all have. Have you got a big to-do list? I've got a big to-do list. She's going to give us some tips on how to handle the to-do list. She calls it How to Have a Work Spa Day. Well, this is Doug Gefeller. Thank you for joining us today. Again, I hope that we've given you information that you can use to identify and achieve your goals. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the Coaching Perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach Doug Gefeller.